This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The high-profile organized labor news of this day is that the United Auto Workers has expanded its strike against Detroit's Big Three. Stellantis is the target today. It's plant in Sterling Heights, Michigan, that makes the oh-so-profitable Dodge Ram truck series. Over the weekend, though, to substantially less fanfare, some 360 workers at the St. Lawrence Seaway walked off the job. The Seaway is a system of canals and channels and locks that connects the Great Lakes to the Atlantic, which lets cargo ships get in and out of the middle of North America. Last year, to the tune of almost $13 billion worth of cargo, Marketplace's Savannah Marr is on the waterborne transport desk today.
The Seaway was built by the U.S. and Canadian governments in the 1950s to connect the upper Midwestern states and prairie provinces to global markets.
Yeah, the St. Lawrence Seaway is the main artery.
Michael Folsom is with the Seaway Shipwatchers Network, and he says it can't function without those striking workers who are looking for wage increases.
It's almost, you know, a chokehold from Montreal to Lake Erie.
In Canada, the biggest worry is how farm economies will fare during the strike, says Sylvain Charlebois, a professor of agribusiness at Dalhousie University in Halifax.
Our estimate is that there's about $6 to $7 billion worth of grains that are exported from the St. Lawrence Seaway.
Every year, mostly to Europe and the Middle East. Charlebois says the disruption comes just as Canadian wheat farmers are looking to ship their harvests.
We're in the middle of October here. We need to move product.
And while the war in Ukraine and extreme weather around the world are also squeezing the global grain supply, Charlebois says the Seaway's closure could drive up commodity prices.
And that impacts the entire world.
The strike is also a headache for manufacturing in the middle of the continent, says Stephen Fisher with the American Great Lakes Ports Association.
The U.S. and Canadian auto industries are largely domiciled there. The majority of U.S. steel production happens in the Great Lakes region.
And relies on iron ore imported via the St. Lawrence Seaway. Fisher says if the strike goes on much longer, all the goods that typically come in and out of the region by ship will have to be put on wheels, a costlier and less climate-friendly option. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.